Yo, 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 pop a 40 and check your rollies. It's vibe time.
You're listening to the Dental Student Vibes Podcast, where it's all about good vibes. This is episode number 4 of Dental Student Vibes, and I'm your host, Seth Kalish. Today, I'm here with Anthony Wallish, George Jarakis, Matt Havis, and Kasim Naqvi. We're going to be chit-chatting about our first semester of dental school, the highs, the lows, and how we were able to finish with our heads above water. Be sure to hit us up on dental.student.vibes on Instagram, on Twitter at DSV Podcast, on Facebook at Dental Student Vibes, and hit that subscribe button and do me a favor and share that with one other person today. So fellas, today we're talking about our first semester of dental school. How did you guys stay afloat?
I didn't. I'm just kidding. No. In general, it was hard. I mean, they throw you to the wolves first semester out, just throwing that out there. But no, you just, develop a routine, get in the rhythm, go to the gym, work out, eat right, keep your mind well. I mean, study hard, big time.
That's about the summary of it, right?
Yeah.
So what was the first week like? First week of dental school?
The first week, I think, is kind of just like your week to get used to everything. You know, you're meeting everyone, which is always a new experience. You're meeting new professors, new classmates, upperclassmen, facilitators, security guards. I mean, the list goes on and on. And then you're learning a new way of life, a new way of scheduling, different classes. I could go on, but it's basically just kind of like a little bit of an adjustment period, I would say.
Right. So you've got 3 Floridians here.
Mm-hmm.
We go to school in Florida. But we've got 2 guys from out of state. So tell me, what was it like when you guys had to travel down here when you came for the interview? But then when you had to come down here, did you take all your stuff, all your furniture? How was it finding an apartment? How was it finding roommates? What was that like?
Yeah, I came down a little earlier for my interview before. It wasn't like a couple months before I started class. I think it was like a year or two before. But when I drove down, I had to take everything from New York all the way down to Florida, down to I-95, and basically anything that I deemed important that I wanted with me came with me. And it was definitely like a pretty interesting experience just taking everything and moving to a different side of the country. But I thought I transitioned well, but it's definitely something that certain people can handle better than others, I guess.
Yeah, for me, I actually moved down from Texas. So it was, I guess, not really down from Texas, across from Texas. Across from Texas. But it was, we split that into a 2-day drive, and it was interesting. You know, you get a lot of crazy weather along the way.
Right.
But once you get there, you're excited. You know, it's like a new style of life. Like, it's all about fun, you know? Like, you finally made it. Like, this is the pinnacle. You finally reached the pinnacle. And, like, I think one thing that was really nice and helped us, like, all get comfortable was a lot of people, even before classes started, you know, because some of us did come down here a little bit earlier.
Mm-hmm.
There was a lot of meetups, meet and greets, like, getting to know your classmates a little bit better, which is another point that I wanted to bring up. Was I think it's really important to introduce yourself to everyone in your class, because that's going to make the whole transition a lot easier. And I think meeting these guys, I met them the first week and it really, really helped. And, you know, you start to have a good time and enjoy being around your classmates a lot more.
Absolutely. And I think we had a very good class. People kind of were just very friendly and opening right in the beginning. So shout out to the class of 2022.
Woo! Yeah. So the first week of school, you walk in, I mean, you may have met people beforehand at some social events. Usually, there will already be a Facebook page that's set up. And so, you know, you'll have some idea of who people are, and you can reach out to people. Another thing is, that you should really try and introduce yourself to everyone within the first day or two. You know, you're going to be with these people every single day. You know, you got to make some friends. Be friendly. All you got to do is say hi and smile, and that's it. You don't have to remember everybody's names. At least for us, we wear scrubs and we have our names written on them, so that wasn't really a problem.
I still catch myself sometimes looking at people's names.
Oh, there's scrubs. That happens to me. Yeah. Every now and then. Take a quick little glance at the left side.
But just think back to when we didn't know who anybody was, and today we just had our rehearsal for our white coat ceremony. And they put every single person's name up on the board as we were basically going through the names to announce everyone. And I look at every single person's name and I can put a face to every single name. I've talked to every single person in our class. We have over 100 students in our class and I know every single person in our class. So that's why it's so important to introduce yourself to every single person. Try and get to know everybody because you're going to one way or the other and you might as well start early.
Yeah, definitely. It's important to know your classmates because everyone has their own diverse background and everyone has their own story. And it's really been a pleasure to get to meet people from so many different parts of the country. Didn't they say like 70% of our class was out of Florida or something like that?
Yeah, it was crazy. I think this is one of the few schools where, you know, out of state is not the predominant state, right? It does not dominate. Like, I think in some of the schools, like in Texas, for example, I think it's 80% Texas residents and then 20% out of state. So it's pretty crazy. And I like that just because you do meet a diverse amount of people. And then on top of that, you know, like we had the chance to go to the club fair, which was really interesting. I think that really gets you excited for the first semester of dental school. So I really like that. I don't know if you guys, if there's certain things that you picked out. So I don't know, Seth, what was something that stood out to you?
Well, during the club fair, that was the first week of school. And basically we walked around the whole school, all the hallways. There was all these tables set up. I mean, how many, we have over... Is it over 40, over 50 clubs? We have a lot of clubs.
Yeah.
And it ranges from everything from, you know, of course, your like specialty groups, endo club, perio club. But also there are, what's the Asian American Dental Association club. Mm-hmm. Then there's a business club, you know, a little bit, not necessarily dentistry, but, you know, other aspects of dentistry. What's another? Oh, I'm in AGD, right? Mm-hmm. And let me just touch on that really quick. Even though you're a first year student, you don't have to sit back and be a general member. So all of us are in ASDA. Of course, ASDA is usually going to be the biggest club on campus. And we took it upon ourselves to get involved in some leadership positions, get on some committees, you know, try and just get involved, get to meet the upperclassmen and try and, you know, get ourselves going in a good direction. And I mean, you're going to have to, you know, because that's who we are as dental students. When you get into dental school, you've done all this stuff already, you know, trying to get in. So keep it going. Don't slow it down.
Absolutely. So Seth Cosman and I, we actually got involved like heavily in ASDA. And then we were lucky enough to attend the conference in Chicago last November, and it was so influential. We learned so much, and that's all from just getting involved and putting ourselves out there, and then they put a face to our names when we applied and they sent us, and it was awesome. So anyone can do that. You just have to put in the time, put in the effort, put in the energy your first year, and you just hit the ground running.
Right. So one of our first classes that we had to take, of course, most schools, it's their first class, anatomy. How did you guys feel about anatomy?
Going into it, not taking it prior is definitely harder than going into it with some background knowledge, but I was able to, do well on certain exams, better than others, but I was able to walk out of there with a good grade and feel proud of myself. So I think it's all about how much time and effort you put into the class.
Yeah. And I think it's, interesting just because, for our class specifically, one thing you'll notice is curriculum will change year to year. For us, they really hit us like running pretty hard from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And something that was really interesting to me, and I guess I didn't really expect it, was that they really drill you hard really, really quickly.
Right.
Our coursework actually kind of leveled off a little bit towards the end of the semester, but they really want to drill in the study habits you really, really quickly. And I think that was kind of good for us, just because it's really easy to take it easy. If you have an easy course load from the beginning, then you kind of, you're on chill mode the whole time. But I felt like we were in the library every single day from the moment orientation ended and we had our first day of classes. I think the majority of the class was in the library already.
Right.
They were ready to hit the ground running. And something that really helped me was having the upperclassmen. I know for a lot of you guys, you might be slightly intimidated going into your first year of dental school, but I don't think you have to fear too much just because there's so much help. Like that, the support system around our school was really, really great, especially from the D2s, the D3s. They're really, really willing to help you. And especially for anatomy, since we brought it up, they had one-on-one tutors. I think a D2 tutored us, right?
Right.
For a couple sessions. And it kind of helps you like figure out what you should focus on, what you should hit on when you're doing your studying.
And you're able to build, you know, better relationships. And when people are, you know, holding you accountable, you're going to perform better, right?
Absolutely.
And then, so I think we took 24, 28 credit hours.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that. Or maybe was it over 30?
And what, in college, I took 15 credits per semester.
Right.
So it's an increase of 9, just like that.
I took barely 12 a couple times.
Really? Yeah, no, same with me too. It's like, oh, I'm going to enjoy the first year of college.
The classic phrase is trying to drink out of a fire hose, right? That first semester.
Do you guys remember September, those 4 weeks?
Oh my gosh.
It was like every day you were in the library, but it was worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I mean, like the satisfaction you get, guys, like is really, really nice. Like knowing that you're, you know, surrounded by a lot of people who've worked really hard and you can like match up to them, I think that's really, really nice. You know, you get a sense of satisfaction out of that, matching the people who are around you. And they keep you going too. Everyone in our class was so nice. And they shared so many different like study guides on Facebook groups, in our group me. Like everyone was always willing to help each other, which was really nice.
It was never cutthroat. Nobody was ever giving out bad notes with incorrect information. Everyone looked to help. If you ran into somebody and you were stressed, they would talk to you. Mm-hmm. We have a very loving, just caring class.
And what's important to mention about that is that we're ranked and we have grades. And some people, you know, they're just pass fail, some schools. But, you know, it could be cutthroat. But that's not the case at all. Everybody shares everything they have, you know, so it's really, like I said, the important thing is building your relationships when you start out.
Mm-hmm.
And so then as we moved along through our coursework, we kind of moved past the didactic stuff and then we started to focus more in the sim lab. And that's very exciting for us. I mean, that's what all dental students, you know, want to really get into when they first start. So one of our first things, of course, was dental anatomy.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do in dental anatomy?
Well, we kind of did more of the, I would say, the creative portion of Sim Lab in the beginning, where we started with waxing a tooth from scratch, which is it's a little harder than it sounds, but
it's hard.
Getting the anatomy and the occlusion down is definitely a little challenging, but that helped us with basic hand skills and learning how to use basic instruments, and it just kind of set a nice little foundation for us. And then we jumped on to, you know, dentures, and now we're going into operative and we're learning how to, you know, do like legitimate dentist stuff where you drill and you use, you know, adhesives and stuff to bind things. It's just exciting, you know.
It's very exciting doing operative dentistry because you exactly what you said, you feel like, you know, this is something we can really start doing on patients. And then I'm not trying to skip over a semester, we're talking about first semester here, but
yeah.
You and I just had our first patient on Friday, and I mean, how exciting was that?
It was so cool just to finally have someone sit down in that chair and just try to, you know, perform any procedure that you're supposed to on them, and just talk to them and just, you know, really do what you've been wanting to do for years.
Right, and we only did a profi, but we were fortunate enough to have a somewhat complicated case, so, you know, it made it way more fun.
Absolutely.
It's surreal. I'm sorry, Cosm. It's just surreal that you can work so hard for so many years, and then the day comes when you get to do what you've been working so hard to do, and here we are, and we start it, and it makes you love it even more because of all that buildup.
Yeah, one thing that was really exciting for me, jumping back to SimLab, was I still remember, like, to this day, like, every single minute of us picking up, like, our equipment. You know, we had a really big dental kit, what we got for the first time for our first year. And even just taking those instruments out to use for wax-ups, it was really, really exciting for me. You know, like, I enjoyed doing that. And I think it's really, really fun just to be able to do things like that. And you kind of build upon those things as well.
Right. So what was some of the things that we really focused on when we had to get in gear? What was part of your daily routine that helped you become successful?
Well, I'm more of the type of person that likes to sleep in late. I'll wake up at noon if I don't have to be up for anything. So when I got into dental school, especially in the beginning, I started waking up at 5:30, 6 a.m. and going to the gym and starting my day off that way, because it allowed me to get up earlier, get things more prioritized, get the gym out of the way so that the rest of the day I could really just focus on school. And I think that really helped me kind of get into this whole new chapter of my life of just doing things around dentistry.
And I remember when you started that, I was like, how in the world is this guy? You would go to bed at like 12 or 1, and then you'd be up at 5 a.m. And I was like, how in the world are you doing that? Like, I thought I got up early every day, but you're up and you're... I would get up to go to the gym and you're coming back, and it's like 6:30 a.m.
Yeah, it was just kind of like I wanted to grind. I wanted to do this the right way, and I really think it helped set like a really good precedent and tone for me throughout the semester.
Right, so exercise, definitely a key on staying sane, right?
Totally.
When you start out. A couple other things I think is really important, like you mentioned, is time management. So everybody says time management. So what does that even mean? I think the most important thing, at least for me, is to write every single thing down, right? Keep a calendar. Like, I started out with a planner, but then I got to the point where I just made my own custom planner. Now I have a planner where I've got every single hour of the day broken down into 15 minutes, and I try and fill everything out. And it might be a little crazy, like I even write in like sleep and stuff like that sometimes. Like, I'll write like drive home from school, but it's like, that's the only way that you're really able to balance everything, like with a jam-packed schedule. Like, I'm not trying to just go to dental school, you know? Right now in my life, I'm trying to go to the gym. I like to do other extracurriculars. We're working on our podcast to try and help all of our listeners, try and motivate other people. And, you know, that's something that's important. And so I think keeping a good schedule, writing everything down, and then, you know, let me just throw another thing in there. One of the things that saves time for me, I meal prep, right? So that comes into bodybuilding, you know? I'm sure many of our listeners do a lot of weightlifting, cardio. Everybody's into working out. So, you know, meal prepping, that will save you time. Think about it like this. You cook for 2 or 3 hours. You cook all your meals for the whole week on a Sunday night or something. But then think about it, if you had to cook every single time for every meal during the week, what is that? 30 minutes times 3 times a day, 90 minutes times 5 days. 450 minutes, you know, so if you're only spending 180 minutes on a Sunday, that saves you a lot of time, and that gives you time to study, right?
And I think the other thing is that it kind of keeps you in check in terms of eating healthy as well, because I think it's really easy to fall into the habit of getting like fast food, you know, like just because it's easy, it's quick, all you have to do is just go through the drive through. You don't have to get out of your car. You can eat while you're driving back to school to study. But that being said, I think you need to do these things to keep yourself sane as well, because like Seth was mentioning, you have to have a life outside of dental school as well, because if you don't, then it's really, really difficult to manage the stress, in my opinion. I think there was periods throughout last semester where I would just shut myself off from everyone else and just focus completely on studying. And then after that, you're even more stressed than you were, you know, because just having like an hour or something to like watch like sports or something with your friends, or like play FIFA or something, whatever it may be, it's really, really important to do that.
It's very important.
It's really important. And like, I think we've probably gotten better at doing that in terms of managing and like having like effective time management. Okay, so we know when we're going to study, we know when we're going to do something like this, right? Because we set aside time for it. So I think obviously it's a learning curve for everyone, but you'll get it down.
Right. And then another thing, you know, bringing up doing fun things with your friends, one of the things that we like to do is we throw an HDMI cable in the laptop, put up our PowerPoints, and we try and knock them out. I don't know, over 2 hours, we're trying to knock out like 3, 4, 5 PowerPoints. But then after that, we throw on Impractical Jokers, you know? And then we have a good laugh, and, you know, we hit the sack and we wake up early. But, you know, it's important to keep that as part of your daily, maybe not daily routine, but at least, you know, at least once or twice a week, right?
I really found that like trying to just simplify your life when you go into dental school really helps, because when I came in, I know it's going to be a stressful process whether you say it is or not, but I wanted to go into it with as little stress as possible. If things are bothering me, I don't want that to, you know, take over the rest of my day or the rest of my week. So like, I found that doing things like just, you know, drinking a lot of water, just like talking to friends, you know, going outside was... When you're inside all day studying for 8 hours, one of the best feelings in the world is walking outside and feeling the sun.
You go crazy.
Also, I would like to add...
You're crazy.
Damn. I would like to add, stick to the schedule. I know it sounds easy, and it's actually really hard, but if you have to read a chapter per day, then do anything you can to read one chapter per day, because if you stay behind for 2 days, then you have a lot of catching up to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, stay on task, time management, those are all givens. And it's good to, you know, kind of think about some ways what works for you, right? So can you guys think of, for our listeners out there, what are some apps or some programs for note-taking, for time management? What has helped you guys out?
Quizlet.
Yeah, that's Quizlet's a great huge. One.
Listen to Quizlet in the shower. Saves you time.
Awesome. So you can make a Quizlet, and then you just like write the... Everybody knows what Quizlet is. You write the question, and then you write the answer. It's flashcards, mm-hmm. right? You can type it out on the computer really fast, but then you can also download the app. And then when you're, you know, doing whatever, getting ready in the morning, all you got to do is press play, and, you know, Siri will read every single flashcard for you. And, you know, when I do that in the morning, sometimes I think, I'm just going to remember one fact from this morning. And that's all you need, you know? School doesn't have to be your life 24/7, but, you know, you can make it like that.
So I was making some funny faces at Seth just now. Sorry, guys.
I would say, honestly, the most widely used app on any computer, iPad, or anything would be Microsoft OneNote. Whenever we have class, any sort of lecture, everyone's laptops come out, iPads, tablets, whatever, and then immediately OneNote opens, and everyone has their PowerPoints downloaded into that, and then they write all over it, they take notes. It's a really, really good like study aid and just note-taking aid.
Something that really helped me during anatomy, because I'm a very visual person, right? So if you guys are visual people like me, then I would highly recommend downloading Essential Anatomy, because it gives you like a 3D model of the entire body. And one thing that was really nice is you can take layers off. So you can show the nerves, you can show just the bones of the skeleton, you can show muscle, you can show blood vessels, things like that, lymph drainage even. And that really, really helps me. Like visualizing things, drawing them out. Like a lot of us use the whiteboard in the library too.
Right.
I think that's really, really helpful, especially with like some of the cranial nerves and things like that. It gets really overwhelming when mm-hmm. you're trying to like take care of those things. But you know, you really need to like take advantage of all the resources you have, I think.
Right.
Because there's so much out there.
Another app, just like you're talking about for anatomy. Well, I'm thinking, what else? Dental anatomy.
Yes.
What do we have? We have BoneBox, and that has every single teeth. You can click on it. It pops up, enlarges it, and you can twirl it around in 3D and see exactly where everything is, because our test for dental anatomy was it 50 or was it 100 teeth? No, it was 50 teeth, where we had to walk around just unidentifiable teeth and we had to identify them.
Yeah, and the roots are usually a key point, and sometimes our professor would be really nice and cut them off, but it really, it helps you learn the teeth. And now, like, you can look at a tooth now, I'm speaking for you guys, but I feel like I can look at any tooth and be like, oh, that's 31.
Yeah,
oh, that's 16. Oh, and like I'll know the difference, and it's just because of using apps like that and
right.
and looking at teeth when you have them in your hand and just trying to really learn the actual anatomy of them. And these resources really help.
Right. So we've covered introducing yourself to everyone in the class, joining clubs, how to get through your classes, you know, some different resources, some different study habits that we've had, time management, our time in sim lab, our daily routines, creating a calendar. Is there anything else that you guys really remember from the first semester of dental school? Because one of the things that I remember the most, we were using the torch, and I burned my hand, and I had a giant blister for like 3 or 4 weeks, and everybody always asked, what happened? And I was like, oh, I don't want to say.
You know, one thing that was really funny, I kept doing this so many times, was, you know, when we'd be doing the wax ups, like, you know how the instrument sometimes it has two ends on it? So like I would use one end and then I'd flip it over to the other end, and then I wouldn't realize that the side I just used, since like the metal retains a lot of heat, like I would always flip it over and then it would just like seep through my glove.
Right.
Because it'd be so hot.
Right. Mm. And you couldn't tell that you are about to burn yourself because you have no like I wouldn't say proprioception,
like,
but
sensation.
No sensation of the heat
mm-hmm. yeah.
When you're wearing gloves. You know, you're always wearing gloves.
Yeah. yeah.
And those gloves melt quick.
Oh yeah.
So you'll have like just purple just rubber melted into your skin. I mean, it sounds morbid, but wait till you guys do it. It's a great time.
And it smells, so everyone knows you just burned it.
Yeah.
How about that, speaking of smells, how about that polysulfide mix?
Oh my God. Polysulfide doing dentures, ooh. Taking impressions. But, you know, in good time, you guys will all be doing that. So, guys, tell me, what was your daily routine? First of all, how did it change? What was successful and what was not successful?
I kind of just decided to prioritize the things that were important to me and get rid of all the secondary stuff. So for me, for example, I like to work out, and I'm really into fitness and things like that. So I would try to prioritize school and fitness, and then I would kick out things like video games, Netflix as much as possible. I've really just tried to focus my day around the main things that were important to me. And then if I finished my activities and I finished my assignments, then I could add in those other like supplementary things.
Right. Yeah. For me, like a typical Sunday night, I try to get to bed pretty early because I am very sensitive to my sleep. So I need to get at least like 7.5 hours of sleep. I'm serious. Like if it's like 7.5 to 7:45, there's going to be something different. Like I'll be in a bad mood for the whole day.
What if you go over?
If I go over, then I'm groggy the whole day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm a sensitive cat. But anyway, going back to what I was going to say, one thing I noticed, especially like the first few weeks of school, is after class, I'd always go home just because it was kind of exhausting. You know, we had a really long orientation week and then we were in lecture a lot for the first few weeks of school. So I'd go home and then I realized that going home, I was never productive. So then I switched to going to school, staying after school to study after the classes. It was so much better because say you get done with class at like 3 p.m. or something, like we are getting done. You hit the books for maybe 3.5-4 hours, go home, make dinner. And then maybe when you're home, you can review your notes a little bit. So that's something I like to do. I like to hit it for like 3.5-4 hours because I know I've been productive with my time. Then I go home, eat dinner, review for a little bit. And then I always set aside an hour of time just to do whatever, you know, just to like wind down the day or something, put Netflix on, like Anthony was saying, like play games, like speak to people, catch up with family, things like that. So I think for me, I really have to stay at school to study. If I'm going to be like super productive, I have to stay at school to study. So that's what really helped me for right. my daily routine.
And like we said earlier, you know, maybe meal prepping.
Exactly.
A lot of people go home from school so that they can eat, right? So usually we'll have like an hour break in between classes for lunch or whatever. If you meal prep, you know, you can just bring a big old lunch box, throw your meals in there. You can eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, second dinner, whatever you want.
You have to take a big satchel for that.
Oh, yeah, big old satchel. So, I mean, you know, there's other benefits to meal prepping. I mean, I don't want to sound like a huge advocate of meal prepping, but I guess
no,
I am.
Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah. But so like, you know, a typical day for me would be get up, immediately go right to the coffee pot, turn the coffee on. It got bad. Like there's a point where I was drinking.
You're at drinking least a so much of I caught him one day using an IV. And that's when we had to have an intervention.
An IV of coffee. And you know, then head over to school. Sometimes class will start at like 10 a.m. So, you know, we'll maybe try and go to school earlier than that, knock out some studying, go to class. Sometimes class, we had a lot of class time. There's a couple days in the beginning where we had like probably around 5 hours of class, maybe 6 hours of class a day.
And that's like actually like seven. Full time
yeah.
of sitting in class.
Yeah. And it's like you're sitting there. So it sometimes I felt like maybe it was more beneficial to just study than be at class. But, you know, it ended up helping in the long run. I know for us, class is mandatory. So some schools, it's not mandatory. But, you know, it always helps to at least show up and be there. Mm-hmm. So you don't mess around at home or elsewhere or whatever. Go through class. I go outside. One of the things I really like to do is, like, go outside to eat lunch. And instead of being inside all day studying, when we had those long study days, like go outside and eat lunch in the sun, you know?
I couldn't agree more. That's what I mean just by getting back to basics, going outside.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's nice.
Right. And then, you know, go back into the dungeon
for 8 hours
and start studying.
It's really funny how you start really appreciating the most simplest like things in life. Let me go outside. You know, just
yeah.
Come on. I mean, people are like, oh, let me watch some Netflix, this and that. We just look for some sunlight at this point, a little vitamin D to get our spirits back up.
That being said, though, can I address one worry that probably a lot of listeners have?
Yeah.
Where they think you're literally from the moment you wake up, you're studying to the moment you go to sleep, you're studying. I never found that to be the case in dental school. As long as you manage your time effectively, you can still have fun.
Well, that makes one of us.
I'm
just kidding.
Maybe I'm the only one. But that being said, you know, we had time to explore like the area a little bit as well, you know, like
yeah.
because like I think you have to do stuff right. like that. You have to yeah. like reward yourself for like the hard work you put right. in sometimes.
And then I definitely one of the best things was like after that first round of exams, we all went out together, and that was like such a huge relief. And I think every time we've all got exams and we all go out and, you know, just have fun, and you'll literally see all the rest of your classmates out, and it's just, it's a good time. And people, you know, we'll have people over before going out Friday night, you know, you just finish your exams and everything. But, you know, it, especially when it gets after finals, like remember that last week, we're almost done with finals. We had one more final, and it was on, was it on Wednesday? And then, or was it on Thursday? And then we had our Christmas party on Thursday night.
Yeah, it was on Thursday, yeah.
Right, and then...
And we played football right after.
Right, and yeah. That was like one of the best days ever. We finished our last exam, and then like 20, was it maybe 30 of us went over to the football fields, had a two-hour game of football, and then everybody went home, and everybody's like getting ready for the party and for the Christmas party. We got onesies. I was dressed up like a reindeer at a Christmas party. Lights all over yourself.
Yeah, yeah, so. It was a good time. And a lot of the times, like going out, it's really good bonding between you and the class. Like I would much rather go to like a house party or something, or just go out with the classmates rather than going to some bar somewhere, because you're with them every day, and you think you'll get tired of them. But it's like you're with them professionally, and then once you get to relax and see their true colors, it's really cool because they just open up. They can, everyone can relax. Everyone can just, you know, unwind, and it's so much fun because you guys just went through hell together. You guys took all these exams, and then the next day you guys can relax, go to the pool, whatever you want to do. It's enjoyable. It is. I mean, you make friends for life here. We're brothers and sisters at this point.
Right. Absolutely. So I think we've really touched on our first semester. What a great time. It was a tough time, but it was a great time. And if you guys have any questions, feel free to contact us through email on Instagram. That's at dental.student.vibes. Twitter is DSV Podcast, and on Facebook, Dental Student Vibes. Thank you guys for listening, and we hope to hear from you. So please hit that subscribe button, and until next time.